Breaking eggs. Baking is different since that boy slugged you over and over in the head and knocked the numbers right out, so you couldn't count to 5, though you were 8, and adding was out of the question. You woke after that with a scream pitched high like a rabbit's cry after the rifle hit. You couldn't walk downstairs anymore without falling, and once you climbed onto the counter, and I found you later, sweat beaded up, big tears dropping down, trying to recall how to get back to the ground. At first, you couldn't hear us. Then suddenly, even a whisper was a shout. The volume turned so loud, it seemed your head would burst with sound. The doctor said the head is like an egg. Skull, the hard shell, protecting the fragile brain. Brain, the golden yolk, resting in its sturdy cage. That boy, he said, had shaken the egg of you until the yolk bounced and bruised. And now, when I bake, I hesitate over each egg, struck by the thought of that boy's fist, of his other hand holding your arm so you couldn't escape. I think of your head, so small in the beginning, of the soft parts it seemed a finger might go through. Baking isn't the same anymore, not since that boy broke you.